Blog Talk Radio.
You know, it's a great thing to see gay pride. You know, gay pride is important. I support gay pride. I haven't been to one in a while, but I support gay pride because I'm a very open-minded person. And everybody, gay and straight, need to be respected, you know. As an artist, I write, if you notice, when I write my love songs, it's not he or she. It's like I just talk about in general, like you or I and you, because my songs are friendly to all sexual orientations, gay, straight, bi, etc. So because I wrote my songs in a more universal way, so that everybody can relate to the song. You know, like, I really want to be with you because we know our love is true. You know, the lyrics are written. That could be for a straight couple. It could be for a gay couple. It could be for a man, woman, man, man. So I'm happy Gay Pride is in Santa Monica, is in West Hollywood, is in LA Pride. I heard Mariah Carey's performing, so that's great. Open-mindedness is the key for us to be truly one whole as a human beings, you know. We should not have no discrimination and so on. I don't want to get into the political thing because sometimes I do. But when there's a certain politician who say wokeness, there's no such thing as wokeness. You know, I would say this. He categorized wokeness as people who are open-minded and who are aware or trying to fight against inequality and discrimination. Well, that's the wrong word to say that. It means being aware of other people and not hurting other people. If something is wrong with being celebrating equality and wanting to have rights for all people, particularly minorities, and to prevent discrimination, then, you know, you tell me. Because it is the most natural thing to do and the most responsible thing for every person to do is to stop discrimination and stop inequality. Because we are all equal. That is the truth, but the fact is there are bigots all over this country, United States, in the world, who discriminate against gay people, they discriminate against black people, they discriminate against unique people, they discriminate against Jews, they discriminate against people who are overweight in many ways, shape, and form. I was a victim of that discrimination for being unique. I was discriminated for being black. I was discriminated for my sexuality. I was discriminated for all kinds of things. So if he's trying to emphasize that wokeness, to criticize being an open-minded person or to criticize people who, like me, who are against discrimination of any type, then something is wrong with this politician. I would consider people who goes against wokeness or people who goes against being open-minded or go against discrimination to be a bigot. He's a fascist, a bigot. He's a bigot. He wants to go back to the old time where he can discriminate against other people. He wants to discriminate against other people. He likes it where government's not involved so they can discriminate. Well, put a cross on my patio. What's next? Discriminate against gay people, calling them names, take their rights away, take their marital rights away. What's next? Bring Confederate flags into the picture, and then kill black people, hang black people. He wants those old days to come back. We can't have that. That's evil. That's racism. That's homophobia. In fact, like, being wokeness is the right thing. It's being rational. Well, anyway, being gay is a good thing. Being gay, pride is a good thing. LGBT community, so people who are gay, straight, transgender deserve to be respected. And that's all I need to say on that topic. The next topic I'm going to talk about is dreams. You know, as I said before, I talk about it all the time because I dealt with people who are haters or who said they took my song, made money, samples, all kinds of lies. My songs are protected. You can see my songs on BMI. You can see my songs on ASCAP. I have all the songs of different people, different performance societies. I own everything. Don't take someone's dream away. I'm dealing with the term American greed, where people would do anything for a buck. Or, you know, these people would do anything to try to manipulate for a buck. The best way to deal with that is to protect the songs. It's on the publishing. If it's on the publishing, it's on the copyright. They're going to know where my song is. So I'm not worried about it no more. It's protected. But dreams are, you know, are a possibility. I live near Hollywood. Hollywood is a major place to make it an industry. So Hollywood's a place to be a rock star and nearby. Because there are places you can, it's a place to be a rock star, a movie star. It's a place to be a pop star. It's a place to be a comedian. It's a place to be a film director. It's a place to be a songwriter, aspiring songwriter, or behind the scenes. And I'm a songwriter, so that's my dream. And songwriters can come in any age, shape, or form. So I didn't come out here to do it for fun. I didn't come out here to do anything else but to be an artist. There are some things that I allow myself to have something to fall back on, plan B, but it is about that dream. When I look at the Hollywood sign, it's about that dream, the Hollywood sign. And I don't want somebody who wants to do, people want to do anything to get rich or to manipulate come my way. You can't have that, those type of personalities, regardless where they come from. I'm very open-minded to all people, but I'm not open-minded to criminals or bad or evil people. As I said before, haters come in all colors, races and colors. I did not make music to do it for fun. I did it for professional reasons. And go for dreams. That's what it's for, to make my dream happen. Good day, good night from Dove Nights.